Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
It's a confusing time for us, and it's a confusing time for our children as well. They reach that age, they graduate from high school, and they're off in college or off working on their own, and the law calls them adult, and they vote, and they, you know, have all these responsibilities that our society says belongs to adults.
I don't have a plan.
Classic strategy.
One day you see them launching out and independent and strong, and the next day you see them depending on you and wanting you to take care of them and not wanting to leave the nest.
This is an extremely primitive and paranoid culture.
And some parents don't want to let go. You know, some are tired by the time their kids reach that age, and they run and wash their hands and say, I'm done, that's it, you're on your own now, you're responsible for yourself. Others don't want to let go. They don't want their kids to fail, or they feel like they're not ready yet, or they're concerned about what's going to happen in their own lives once they don't have their lives built around their children's activities.
If you have kids in their 20s, you probably thought by now, oh, they'd be adults and they'd be living on their own and we'd have a decent relationship. They might be married with a couple of kids of their own. Well, guess what? Welcome to the 21st century, where kids are getting older, younger, staying younger, longer, and as a result, it changes the way we parent our kids. Our parenting responsibilities don't magically end the day they graduate from high school. Today on the Homeward Broadcast, part two of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with author and speaker Nancy Williams, we're going to talk about building a great relationship with your adult children. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. The Homeward Center was a collaboration between Dr. Jim Burns and APU back in 2009, and this community resource is now providing valuable information for families and churches. We offer services like seminars, of course, the APU e-newsletters, online dialogue, daily devotionals, and much, much more through the Homeward Center for Youth and Family. If you want to learn more about that, go to homeward.com or go to apu.edu. And now part one of today's edition of the program. This is actually part two of a conversation with Nancy Williams and Jim Burns. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today is a continuing conversation with Nancy Williams. We're talking about building a great relationship with your adult children. She's written a wonderful book called Secrets to Parenting Your Adult Child. Frankly, it's just come out, and I'm excited about it. I read it word for word. Nancy is a popular speaker and author. She's a counselor and a life coach who holds a master's degree in counseling and human development. She lives with her husband in the beautiful hill country of Central Texas. And Nancy has two adult sons, one adult daughter-in-law, and a beautiful granddaughter.
Absolutely.
Great to have you with us on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Well, we've been talking, even in the past broadcast, we talked about this adult child. And as I mentioned, we've got three adult children living in our home. I remember my dad said something one time, Nancy. I was talking about raising kids, and my older brother had actually moved back in at age 50. And I said, boy, it's tough raising kids who are, you know, 9 and 10, 11. And he said, yeah, wait till they're 50 and they move back in. So it does happen, doesn't it? You know, it's a confusing time for parents, this raising adult children. We're not really sure what our role is.
It is. It's a confusing time for us, and it's a confusing time for our children as well. Yeah. You know, they reach that age, they graduate from high school, and they're off in college or off working on their own, and the law calls them adult, and they vote, and they, you know, have all these responsibilities that our society says belongs to adults, and sometimes they feel independent, and they feel on their own, and sometimes they're not ready for that, so they're confused. One day you see them launching out and independent and strong, and the next day you see them depending on you and wanting you to take care of them and not wanting to leave the nest. In fact, we talk about the not so empty nest because there's still that tie. And some parents don't want to let go. You know, some are tired by the time their kids reach that age, and they run and wash their hands and say, I'm done, that's it, you're on your own now, you're responsible for yourself. Others don't want to let go. They don't want their kids to fail, or they feel like they're not ready yet, or they're concerned about what's going to happen in their own lives once they don't have their lives built around their children's activities. So they struggle there too.
So it's just real confusing. You're right. You mentioned something right then that is so fascinating, because you see so many parents who have had child-focused marriages, and all of a sudden the children become adults, and maybe they even move on, and all of a sudden they have an empty nest, but They still are parenting their kids, and as parents, they're still involved in that. But it's tough on the marriage. And so it really is a time of transition, isn't it?
It's a transition time for all of us in our marriages as well as individually and for our kids. And we need to recognize that while our role changes, our sense of responsibility is still there. We still want to help them out. We still want to support them. We just need to understand how to do that without enabling them. How can we help them but not carrying them? Mm-hmm. You know, how can we help them be independent but still be there when they fall down? And how do we let them to develop, and how do we let them practice being adults? It really is a time of practicing for our kids, too. They're trying to learn. I remember when I taught my kids to ride a bicycle when they were little. You know, we got them out, and I remember the day we took the training wheels off, and I held on the back. It was an exciting time, and, you know, you hold on the back, and they start down, the bike's wobbling, and you say, I'm holding. I've got you, son. I'm right here behind you. And they go, and you think, okay, they seem to be doing pretty good, and you let go, and what happens? Plop, they fall over, and they look at you, and they cry, and their eyes are so big, and they give you that, how could you let that happen to me, Mom? Look. And you want to rush over and say, well, honey, I'm so sorry. I'll hold onto the bike forever. I'll never let that happen to you. And as much as you hurt for them and you watch them hurt, you know good and well, if they're going to learn to ride a bike, you know, you have to let go. Right. So you get them up and you brush them off and you tell them you believe in them and you know they can do it. You hold on, and then you let go, and they may fall a few times, but you get them back up, and you say, I believe in you, son. I know you can do this. And then that day comes where you let go, and they take off, and they're sailing down the street, and they come back around. They say, look, Mom, I did it all by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what we have to do when our kids reach this stage of adulthood, mm-hmm. too. We have to hold on to the bike for a while. We have to teach them how to ride. Some parents don't teach their kids how to ride. They just let them go and say, hey, sink or swim. You're on your own now. Mm-hmm. We need to teach our kids how to make adult choices. Mm. Teach them how to balance a budget. Mm. You know, teach them how to run a home. Teach them how to repair their car. You know, teach them what we know in those things and give them that information without being directors, but provide that information for them and then let them go, knowing they're going to fall down. And then we're there to cheer them on, and we're there to, you know, soften the blow when it happens. And we're there to encourage them to get back up on that bike and ride it again.
You know, what I was thinking is a scripture that says, train up a child in the way they would go, and in the end they'll return. But it's really a part training. You know, we don't think of parenting very often as training our kids to be responsible adults, but that's exactly a major part of parenting. I don't care if a child is 5, you're still helping them become eventually a responsible adult, or even when they're in that emerging adulthood or what we'd call latent teenage, we're still training them
to make
those decisions.
And it's good for your listeners to recognize that regardless of what age their children are, they right now today can be preparing them for that transition into adulthood. How they listen to them, how they teach them how to make choices, how do they teach them to pick themselves up when they fall down and get past mistakes. All those are key points so that when they hit that age of 18 or 21 or out of college or married or on their own, you've prepared them, you've given them some tools so they can take off and ride that bike and be successful.
Yeah. Well, you know, as a counselor and as a life coach, Nancy, how do you help parents deal with the issue of, you know, parents will always ask me, you know, do I let my kids fail or do I rescue them? I was thinking about a young woman who really got into some major debt in her 20s. And the parents were saying, you know, we could help out with this money thing, but maybe we should just let her fail and almost go bankrupt because she'd really messed up with some credit cards. How do you know? When do you know? Rescue, fail, let them fail. You know, both can be good and both can be bad.
Sure. And it's a hard call. I think we have to do all we can to prepare our kids. You know, if we're talking about finances, for example, teach them some financial principles. Give them some good tools. Take them to the bank and let them meet the banker and set up their account. Not that you do it for them, but you help set them up to be successful. Be real clear with them on what you expect from them ahead of time. Don't just wait till the bottom falls out, but be real clear. This is what I expect. This is what I'm looking for. Or here's the parameters of my help. For instance, if they're going to college, do you pay for their expenses whether they go to class or not? You know, do you pay whether they pass or fail? You know, for us, we talked with our sons and said, we will help you with your education, provided
that
you're doing the best you can. And so we set a clear parameter before they took the first class. So there was something real clear in the expectations. So if it didn't work well, we came back and said, you know, this is what we agreed. And so we've got to follow through on what we've said. Some parents don't talk about that at the outset. Then when the problem comes, they're stuck because they've set no boundaries ahead of time. And so those boundaries boundaries, setting those parameters are real key so the child knows what to expect as well as the parents.
Yeah.
Then it's about follow through. Then it's about being consistent, and it's about keeping your word.
Yeah, you know what? And that's just a good parenting principle. I mean, whether the children are very young, it's discipline with consistency, keeping your word. Sometimes we're so tired that we allow our needs or whatever to get in the way when we really should be being as consistent as possible, whether they're young kids or whether they're adults.
I do want to add something there, Jim, because there are maybe listeners out there that have a child that's really struggling. For instance, I had a client whose daughter was in an abusive relationship. Well, in that case, you know, the mom came to me and said, what do I do if I go in and help her out? Am I enabling? Am I rescuing? Should I just let her flounder and learn on her own? There are times that we do need to step in and help our kids, but we sit down and have that conversation with them and let them know what we're doing and why we're doing it. And what we're doing may be an exception to what we've said, that we're not just changing our mind, we're not just floundering, we're not just being inconsistent because we don't know our own rules. That there's a special need here that we're addressing. And in this case, here's what I'm going to do to help you, and here's why. And I think when you have that upfront, honest, respectful conversation, our kids, again, know what to expect from us. And I think that's real important.
Boy, that's a great theme that's running through this. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Nancy Williams with us. We're talking about building a great relationship with our adult children. Her book is a brand new book that's just come out, Secrets to Parenting Your Adult Child. And Roger's going to tell you about it right now. Don't go away. More to come on Homeward.
How many of us as parents of 20-somethings, I have two of them, Jim has three of them, Ben has a couple of them as well, our engineer, we kind of scratch our heads and say, boy, when you look for a resource for parenting kids in their 20s, well, we aren't supposed to be parenting them anymore. They're supposed to be doing this on their own. They're supposed to be adults. Nancy Williams has written a great book here, and we recommend it. If you go to homeward.com, look at the radio broadcast listing, and you'll see Nancy's name is hotkeyed. Just click on the name Nancy Williams. It'll take you right to that resource. And remember that Homeward is here to provide these resources for you because of your prayers and faithful financial support. We can't do it without your prayers, of course. Your feedback is very invaluable to us, but also your financial support as well. You can make a tax-deductible donation online at homeward.com. You can write to us at Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, where the swallows go, the zip code 92693, or call us toll-free at 800-397-9725. There's more Homeward with Dr. Jim Burns still to come.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Dad, I'm so sorry. It'll never happen again.
Well, I certainly hope not, Heather.
I'm so stupid.
Oh, no, you're not stupid, honey, but you did make a poor decision.
Do you hate me, Daddy?
Of course not, Heather. I love you with all my heart. You know that. I'm not exactly thrilled with what you did, and you'll have a couple of weeks to think about that while you're grounded, but that doesn't mean I hate you.
It's important for us as parents to remember the fact that our kids need our encouragement regardless of whether they make a good or a bad decision. Childhood is a season marked by what seems like consistently bad behavior until that moment when they finally get it. That's why the Apostle Paul urges us in Ephesians 6 not to exasperate our children. Children want to please their parents. But when they don't, they tend to react by either feeling miserable because they disappointed you or defensive because they know you're upset. Let them know that they're in absolutely no danger of losing your love. With today's Homeward Snapshot, I'm Jim Burns. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Today we're talking about building a great relationship with your adult children. Many of our listeners at Homeward talk about this and write us and tell us that they're struggling with their adult children. Nancy Williams is with us. She's a popular speaker and author. She's written a wonderful book called Secrets to Parenting Your Adult Child. A counselor, life coach, holds a master's degree in counseling and human development, lives in Texas, and it's just great to have you with us here in the studio at Azusa Pacific. We're spending more and more time at Azusa Pacific. We have a Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific, and it is an honor to be here. So, Roger, we're about an hour away from our office up here at beautiful APU, great opportunity to kind of get to visit the campus as well. We were talking right before the break, Nancy, about a client of yours that was, you know, when do I rescue, when don't I? You know, I do marriage conferences, and I'll do about one marriage conference a month someplace in the United States. And I'm amazed how many times a couple will come to me and say, our children's marriage is struggling, and we're not really sure if we should intervene. What do you say to those couples when they come to you and ask you about the marriage of their kids?
That's a tough place, and parents have to be real careful. You want to be careful not to take sides. You know, you certainly want to be a good listener. If they come and confide in you, you don't want to shut that off and be too quick to say, don't tell me, I don't want to get involved. On the other hand, you don't want to be so drawn in that you become the one that's the referee or the one to fix. You want to listen. You know, you want to ask a lot of questions. You want to encourage them to get some help. You want to ask them what they need in order to help resolve the issues and help them find the best person. And sometimes that may be just praying with you. Sometimes it may be just venting to you, and they can figure it out on their own, and you're just a sounding board for them to play ideas off of. Sometimes it may be you recommending that they go speak with a counselor or a pastor at their church or someone that can give some wise counsel to them to help work through the issues. But it's real important that you be careful that you don't just jump into the middle and feel responsible to fix. Sometimes parents will do that, and they'll take a side, and then they'll get so angry at their child's spouse, you know, how could you have done that to my daughter? And then the next day, the daughter and the husband have made up, and they're doing great, and you're still angry at the spouse because how could he have done that to your daughter? So you have to be real careful about your own emotions, because they're going to be there, and you have to be mindful that you don't let them control you.
It's a good point. I was talking with a woman some time ago who I know had said horrible things about her son-in-law to her daughter. And the daughter was kind of in agreement because it was a really tough time in the marriage. But then the daughter and the son-in-law kind of got back together. The daughter tells the son-in-law what mom was saying, and now there's a broken relationship. And I think mom probably said too much to the daughter.
That happens. You know, the Bible tells us there's a time to speak and a time to keep silent. And sometimes parents need to recognize that may be one of those times to keep your opinions to yourself, to listen, to say, I'm sorry you're struggling. You know, I hate that you're having this problem. You know, I'll pray for you. You know, what can I do to help? Where can I help you find some help without expressing your own opinion? Because it's not about your opinion. The most important thing is helping them resolve their concerns.
Right. You know, I appreciate you saying that. I was thinking of a good friend of ours who was telling me that their children were having trouble in their marriage. And they said, we are so sorry. We want to be able to help. They had the financial means to say, you know, if you'd like to get about 6 sessions with a counselor, we'll pay for it. And if not, boy, please don't think we're trying to, you know, butt in there. And those 6 sessions were life changing. And what a great investment. It was an investment because it was expensive, but it was still a great investment.
That's an outstanding idea as a counselor. I'm all for that. I've had that happen. I've had people pay on behalf of other people anonymously even just to do that. And I think that's a real key. Be supportive without taking sides and without getting in the middle of things.
Great, great input. Hey, you know, in the final years of his life, your grandfather gave you a very special kind of memento from his past that reflected his beliefs as he passed them on to you. Talk about that.
My grandfather was a great old Irish gentleman. I mean, he came straight off the boat from the old country, and he had a brogue that was thick and a smile that just went from ear to ear. And he would tell some tales that I'm not quite sure how much truth was woven in, probably a little here and there. But he came near the end of his days, and he was concerned about all his grandchildren. He wanted to be sure everybody was well taken care of. So one day he went out in his backyard, and he gathered some sticks, and he trimmed them off nicely, and he presented one to each one of us, and that was a shillelagh. Now, in the Irish folklore, a shillelagh is what you have to fight off the leprechauns when they come to do evil and just destroy your house and your family. And he wanted to be sure that we were well taken care of. So he gave us each a shillelagh to keep by our fireplace, just in case those leprechauns were to come lurking. You know, but he gave us out of his love, and he wanted to be sure we were cared for. And I think whatever your background is and whatever your thoughts are, you know, passing on legacies, whether they're memories or funny stories or mementos, or, you know, it's not just about passing on a bank account. It's about passing on your values and your beliefs to your children and your grandchildren, letting them know what you stand for and what's important to you, and making sure that they have that piece of history to carry on. My grandfather did that out of his love for us, and I still have that shillelagh right where it needs
smiling.
To be in
your eyes,
home.
Your eyes are shining. You know, and I think that's a great reminder for all of us that we can do that. Part of what we're trying to do as parents, whether our kids are adults or even younger, is build a legacy of faith. And I feel like in your book, Secrets to Parenting Your Adult Child, you made some great comments about this, about helping your kids still grow even spiritually. You know, as we kind of conclude this broadcast, I'd love for you to speak to the listener who may be, you know, struggling with the fact that perhaps their kids aren't, you know, living out their faith like they had hoped, the parents had hoped. What kind of advice could you give to them to help build this legacy of faith in their life?
I think it's important that we first and foremost draw on cultivating our own relationship with God and our trust in Him. One of the verses that's so key to me is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't be limited by what you understand. And everything you do, acknowledge Him and He'll direct you. And when we put our trust in God, He's going to direct us and show us when those open doors of opportunity are to share our hearts with our children. And when those times are to be quiet and just to step back and to pray for them and to hold on to a hope that God who is faithful, and He is in their lives, and He is in our lives, and He's going to do His work. And if we're just mindful of that, and we hold on to that love, and we share that love with our kids, and keep those doors open, and that spirit of hopefulness, our children are going to see that in us. We don't have to say a word. They see it in how we live our lives, and how we treat them, and how we respond when we're disappointed, as well as how we respond when we're pleased with what they do. And they'll know that. And God can use those opportunities to minister in the lives of our kids, to give His grace and to give us grace to pass on to our children. And that, I think, is the most important legacy we can give to them. And we can do that today, regardless of the age of our kids, regardless of the circumstances, whether you're a single parent or you have a spouse, whether you have one children or 12 children. You know, we can do that right now, and God's there to provide that love and that grace for us to share with our kids, and out of that overflow, and our kids will see that, and they'll know that, and they'll remember that above all that we do.
Boy, that was a great word. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for those great comments. I love your book, Secrets to Parenting Your Adult Child, but I appreciate so much the fact that as parents who have adult children, there is still a lot that we can do, and literally, we will build a legacy of faith from generation to generation, as the Bible says. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.
And that concludes part two of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with speaker and author Nancy Williams here on the Homeward Broadcast. We've been talking about building a great relationship with your adult children. If you missed any part of this program or the preceding edition, which was part one, a couple of options for you. We always stream audio at homeward.com, so you can just go to homeward.com if you're not there already. Look through the archives. You can listen to it again. We podcast the daily edition of the Homeward Broadcast, the Monday through Friday edition that airs about 150 times every day on radio stations all across the U.S. on Transworld Radio in the UK. We're also heard in American Samoa and Guam as well. And you can check us out. Our whole listing is there at homeward.com. If you want a podcast with us, just go to homeward.com, hit the radio broadcast section. Then the podcast link takes you right to our site on iTunes. And you can podcast with us as well, or you can just search us on iTunes. That's a free subscription, by the way. And several thousand people download the program every day. And then let's talk about money. Jim, a brand new resource from our friends at Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment trust company, about how to talk to your kids about money. This is a conversation we parents don't always have with our kids.
Well, you're right, Roger, and I'm very excited about them. I know a lot of families have really been impacted by the challenges in this particular economy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I believe that these changes can lead to a lot of what I would call teachable moments for our kids, for our grandkids, and even for our own lives regarding stewardship and just how important it is. Stewardship is more than just an issue of how you spend your money. It involves how you invest your time, how you care for the most important relationships in your life as well. And that starts with our relationship with God.
Amen.
But it's so key to so many things about our life. And Homeward has created a brand new set of tip sheets. I'm very excited about it. The tip sheets are about money and stewardship, and they're based on a series of well-known Bible stories that should be fairly easy for your kids to understand. But they also include some very practical tips for your whole family. You can start looking at these issues like giving and saving and even investing from more of an eternal perspective. Great new tip sheets.
Boy, they certainly are. And our thanks again to our friends, as I mentioned earlier, at Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment trust company. What they do in terms of making money is real estate investment trusts. But they also have a heart for ministry, and they have provided the means for us to create these tip sheets and to tell you about them. They're all biblically based. They're written for young kids primarily, but I mean, this is something mom and dad can go get. You can read them, get the biblical concepts behind them, and then you can start teaching your kids about saving and investing and spending and giving too. Here's how to get the tip sheets. Go to homeward.com. You'll find the articles and media section on our website. It's a big tab there. You just go ahead and hit that one. And then there's a little box that'll come up. It's a search engine, and it says Get Answers. And in that Get Answers box, you write the word Steadfast, S-T-E-A-D-F-A-S-T, and then you will see, hit go, of course, and then it takes you right to where the tip sheets are. And then you can print them, you can read them, you can download them, you can push them, as they say. Use these resources, though. And our thanks to Rod Emery and the folks at Steadfast Companies for putting these together, because it's so important for us as parents to have that conversation about money with our kids. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homework, where parents get real answers. Homework with Jim Burns is a production of the Homework Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.